Serrano Torres is a Northwest Arkansas-based cellist you may have seen performing around the region either alone or with groups like Rosenbridge. He's been working on a solo project, and earlier this summer he released his first EP called Embrace. Serrano Torres recently came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the new album and to play a few songs from it, including this one.
Hey guys, this is Serrano Torres, and this is my original song called Origin.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now in the studio by Serrano Torres. Welcome back.
Thank you.
People probably know you from your work with Rosenbridge, but you're here today because you have a brand new solo album.
Yes.
Called Embrace.
Yes, I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Been in the works for a while?
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely, I think some of these songs, like, I've kind of like messed with the ideas ever since I got the loop pedal back in 2017 when I first started my solo project. And just slowly developed over time, you know? And so it's kind of been like a long process to get here. Because I'd never really written original music
ever
throughout my life, you know, starting starting classically and then doing the band circuit, more improv, but never actually like, okay, I gotta try to get something out of the soul besides playing other people's music. So, but yeah, it's been a fun process though.
So it's called Embrace. There's also a title track by the same name.
Yes. Yes, there is.
You're telling me before we started recording that the song sort of prompted this whole project.
Yep. Yeah. So there's one song on this album. It's called Embrace. And I kind of like envision that and feel it being the heart of the whole album, because it was at a time when I came back from this trip, and you ever like do something really great and amazing, and then you just like take a break and then not sure what next steps to take. So that's kind of how I felt after I released my single Everywhere, and it was such a big hype, and we went to Iceland, and then I took this long month trip and came back, and I was like, what do I do now? You know,
and you shot a video.
And yeah, I shot a video, all that stuff. It was like amazing. It was great. It was a great way to kickstart my solo project.
But you didn't know that's what you were doing.
No, I had no idea. I never meant to do a solo project. My wife was actually supposed to be singing with me in a band that we were gonna do together. And then last minute, she was like, "Nah, it's not for me." So I was like, "Okay." So I just, you know, I was really scared, but. But yeah, I was in this funk, to go back to the Embrace. I was like in this funk when I got back from this trip, and I felt like I couldn't write. And I was just kind of plucking around my cello, and this really simple tune came to mind. And I started plucking, and I was like, nah, it's too simple. People won't like it. It's not good enough. And then part of me was like, no, stop it. Actually, keep going with this. Keep it simple. Keep it beautiful. And just roll with it, see where it goes. Because it was what was coming to me at the time. So I feel like the song was almost speaking to me, telling me, embrace yourself, embrace where you are right now, and embrace this melody, embrace this idea that came to you, and run with it, because you can add more to it and make it something really beautiful once you orchestrate it together. So that song in itself kind of orchestrated the whole concept of the EP. There's 8 tracks on here with the previously released Everywhere that I released last year. But it's a whole process from the beginning to the end. It starts with Origin, and Origin is about going on an adventure for a specific goal, and then once you get there to that destination or that goal, you realize that's not what you wanted. So you go back. But you go back not knowing what you really want. So that's like the origin. It's like the beginnings of you fully embracing yourself. And then the end, after you've gone through the whole EP, you would have emerged. The last song is called Emergence. And if you can hear it, is I kind of have this very almost hypnotic ostinato part that keeps repeating over and over again with these added layers that keep adding each section. And at the end of that song, you kind of feel like you're sort of emerging or coming out of a shell or out of a cocoon like a butterfly. And then you're fully emerging with fully embracing yourself. So that's the whole concept of the album. And I think it's as much for me being where I am right now as classically trained musician, and then putting my first album out there is like, it's exciting, very scary, not sure where I fit. There's lots of different genres of music within here, but also for the people. That's a reminder to just like embrace yourself, you know? Embrace all of you, who you are and where you are right now in life, and know that moment, this moment does not define you. So you can simply wake up and choose to be a certain way and choose to have that perspective and go about life, so.
People know you best for playing the cello. If they heard you today, they heard lots of other sounds. So we should explain that you have this backing track that you were playing through a speaker, but it's still all you.
It's still all me. It is all me. You can definitely hear the cello parts in there. I recorded it myself in my house. But yeah, I've actually been using this app called BandLab. It's a digital audio workspace. Mm. It's free. Mm-hmm. Everyone can download it.
Okay.
And no, I'm not sponsored by them or anything. But I just think it's a great tool for musicians that are trying to get their music out there and don't have quite the resources to spend like a very, very good studio, high end, thousands and thousands of dollars. It was all free. And yeah, so I've been kind of messing with this. So all the production, the mixing, and the recording was done by me at my house. I have this DPA mic that I recorded with. And yeah, all the cello stuff in there and production was all me. Except Everywhere, I must say. That was done by, it was a core written by me and Mike Bailey last year.
How did you decide to add so many layers of music, especially when this is a solo project and it's literally a solo project? It's just
Yeah, it's just
you.
Me.
And it's such a big sound, and there's so much happening and so much going on. How did you, did it stem from that original thought process that you had that, oh, this is too simple, this is too basic, and then you just sort of took it to another level?
Yeah, I know, yeah, maybe that's what happened. But I think it's partly that, and also partly me just being a kid. With the music, I'm just like, ooh, what else can I add to it? Uh-huh. And just want to see what I could orchestrate. But I think my vision, though, ultimately is like thinking bigger. I don't think I see myself being a solo artist for the rest of my life. I think it's just a beginning for me. And I don't know. I maybe one day I'll have like a band or maybe a DJ next to me that can do some of these sound manipulations with me on real time, and it'll be more of like a live experience kind of thing. But or maybe, you know, maybe even a band. That'll be really cool one day. But yeah, I see, even though I'm a solo artist, I really see myself on like a festival, like an electronic festival sort of tier in that world. I at least that's really the world I want to go to. And maybe right now with this current album, it's more of a sunrise or a sunset kind of album. You know, it can pick you up or take you back down. Even though there's some intense moments in there that are almost like dubstep-y, kind of. But yeah, I think the reason for that is just because I see my vision to be bigger in the future, and I wanna hopefully one day just be with more added instruments and in a bigger stage in front of a lot of people, and the festival will be awesome. That's my goal.
Is there an artist doing kind of what you're in trying to do, or something that inspires you to be doing what you're doing, because you're talking about this other thing that maybe you haven't quite gotten to yet?
Yeah.
Is there an artist that you're like, you have in mind when you're envisioning this future for yourself?
No, actually, mm-hmm. No. There's some cello artists that I admire because of, mm-hmm. of where they've hit in the world musically. I mean, there's like Tina Guo right now. She's on fire. She's working with Hans Zimmer and doing things for movies, but not in the festival circuit that I'm trying to get to. I've heard some other cello players from other people, but they're more local or regional, nothing national, nothing big I can pinpoint in that circuit. So maybe I'll be the first one.
You're blazing a trail.
I hope so. I was always told to like just kind of in life, you kind of have to create your own path and pave it and just follow it. And that's like the best way for you to live a happy and successful life if that's what your passion is about. So yeah, I think I'm trailblazing for sure. I can't think of any other cellist.
Yeah.
Or I mean, there's projects that have cello players,
sure,
in there,
but
not like a
quite.
Solo mm-hmm. cellist. And I'm really like electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
Really like EDM. So I think adding a DJ with me might be the first thing I do once I do find the right person to manipulate these sounds as I'm playing live, and then make it more of an immersive experience, and maybe we'll go from there. But yeah, I'm excited.
So the album is out now, both digitally and in a physical form, so people can get that. And you're taking a little bit of vacation, so no shows right this second. But in September 5th, for first Thursday in Fayetteville, you'll be participating in that. Can you tell me a little bit about that project? It sounds also multi-layered and multifaceted.
It will be. I'm so happy to be working with Dakari from Experience Fayetteville. We met up, and we're going to be doing a very full immersive performance where we're going to be adding the neon light art from Brian Bailey. He's been a big, big support for me, an amazing friend, and just amazing artist. Just the way he infuses the neon, it just really, really adds so much to my music. And like, I love pairing myself with him. I've done two events with him so far. I did I shot a music video and my EP release party at Uptown Fayetteville Apartments. With his cooperation and collaboration, now we're doing the third one. I'm super excited about this one because we'll be adding also Al Nix, which is a dancer, a local dancer, and also he's talented. He sings as well and does a lot of things. But so it'll be a full immersive experience where it's almost like you're going to a big show. You know, I'm going all in. We're gonna have the art immersing itself with my music and dancing going at the same time. So it'll be you'll be able to walk through it as I'm playing as well. We're going to make sure that you can walk through it. And I don't want to be on a stage where you can't touch me. I'm just playing. No, you can literally walk right next to me, experience the art, experience the music from different angles.
Aww.
So it'll be a very, I can't say too much more about it, but yeah, that's the core of what we're going to try to do, at least with my performance.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Pleasure as always. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me. This is amazing. Thank you.
Cellist Serrano Torres speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda at the Carver Center for Public Radio. More information about his work available at serranotorres.com. His new EP, Embrace, available now. And during his recent visit to our studio, he also played the title track from the album.
Thank you.
And you can hear music from the Furman Garner Performance Studio on most Friday editions of Ozarks at Large.